Welcome back to Talking Jonathan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. This week's Parsha, brand new Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. Very first Pasuk, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. We have an interesting, elaborative Targum Yonasan, where the Pasuk says simply, Vayikra el Moshe, that Hashem called out to Moshe, and Targum Yonasan has a very lengthy description of this event, that basically it says, when Moshe finished the Mishkan, so he thought about it. He was chashiv Moshe v'dayan be'libe. He was trying to judge in his heart what he's supposed to do. And he said to himself that Tavra de Sinai, right, the Har Sinai, which was made great for the moment, and it was sanctified, it was made kadosh for 3 days. And nevertheless, lohava efshar li idisogliva say adzman dahava dibura mismalalimi, that I wasn't allowed to ascend Har Sinai until Hashem spoke to me and gave me the instruction to do so. Now over here, the mashkan zimna, the ohel moed, which is different because this is not made great just for the shasa, just for the moment, but rather it's la'olam, it's made great forever. And its kedusha is not just for 3 days, but v'kedusha kedusha la'alam. But its kedusha is an eternal kedusha. So min dina hu de lo eol lagave, for sure, adzman di yismalalimi, I shouldn't be allowed to go up until or enter until Hashem tells me to. At which point, what happens? So then, v'chein k'rod dibur d'Hashem l'Moshe. Then Hashem called out to Moshe, and then he said, "You can come in." So basically, this simple Hashem calling out to Moshe, Targum Yonasan says he was going back and forth, and he figured out, you know, based on a Kal Vachomer from Har Sinai, right? He says Har Sinai was made great and sanctified just for the moment and just for 3 days, and I had to get permission before I ascended the mountain. So Kal Vachomer, the Mishkan, which is made great and sanctified eternally, then of course I should ask, I need permission before I enter. And he waited for Hashem to call him and summon him into the Ohel Moed. Now, a few points over here. First of all, just one I think is interesting, that Moshe is learning a comparison of the Mishkan from Har Sinai. And this comparison, we shouldn't take it for granted. I think this could be a support for the, you know, famous theory of the Ramban of how he understands the Mishkan. Ramban understands that the Mishkan is like a portable Har Sinai experience. It's capturing that Har Sinai experience, of course, at the summit of the mountain, in the fire and flames and smoke. There's the luchos, which are received, and of course all the way at the if there would be a summit of the Mishkan, it would be all the way back in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we see the luchos are there, and Ramban elaborates on this point, but this idea that you can make a comparison between Har Sinai and the Mishkan is I think a support for the Ramban, but more than this, there's something that's interesting. The lesson over here of the Mishkan being la'alam, is that really true? Is the Mishkan really eternal? Well, isn't there a Beis HaMikdash at some point, right? The Mishkan no longer functions, and there's a Beis HaMikdash instead. There's another Beis HaMikdash. Mirz Hashem will have a third one, Mirz Hashem, very, very soon. But it's not really La'olam. It's not eternal. So what's going on here? Now, granted, this is not a question according to, there's a parallel Midrash quoted in the Gemara and Shabbos on Pei Zayin Abed Aleph. It's also similar parallel Midrash quoted in Shemos Rabbah. And over there, the Lashon is Lidoros. For generations, which you could say doesn't necessarily mean eternally. It means for future generations. The Mishkan is going to be sanctified and great for future generations, but not eternally. But the Lashon of the Targum Yonasan is la'olam, eternally. So how do you understand this? And this is a question that the Bir Yonasan also points out, says it's an issue. Perhaps a couple of pshatim we can suggest. First of all, Chazal say that regarding the Mishkan, I mean, the Pasuk says, Atzei Shitim Omdim, they're standing cedar trees, are the pillars of the and the boards of the Mishkan, and Chazal say Atzei Shitim Omdim, that they actually forever are standing, and there's a certain koach to them. So perhaps that's what it means over here. That yes, it's true that, you know, there's going to be the Mishkan has a certain role, and the Beis Hamikdash is going to replace the Mishkan, but there's a quality of the Mishkan that is eternal. It's Atzei Shittim Omdim. We could also suggest another pshat, I think, which is that the Batei Mikdash are basically an extension of the Mishkan. We see this in a couple of ways. First of all, it's the same mitzvah. The mitzvah of Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shechanti B'Socham that we saw in Parshas Truma is make for me a Mikdash. Sometimes it's going to be a tent. Sometimes it's going to be a massive building on Har HaBayis, and it could be right as the Rishonim point out, a Rambam among them, that building a shul is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Asli Mikdash. So a Beis HaMikdash. So yes, the Mishkan is going to be replaced by the Beis HaMikdash, but the Beis HaMikdash is an extension of the Mishkan. We also see a remez to this in last week's Parsha. There's a famous, I think it was Midrash Tanchuma, quoted by Rashi on the Drasha on HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. It says HaMishkan, Mishkan, a double lashon of Mishkan. Why is that? And Chazal tell us that the double lashon, quoted by Rashi there, that the double lashon of Mishkan, Mishkan, is that it's a mashkon. It's going to be collateral that the two Batei Mikdash are going to be Mashkonim. They're going to be collateral if Hashem wants to destroy Klal Yisrael because of their sins. So he will take it out on the first Beis Hamikdash instead and the second Beis Hamikdash instead. So over here we see that the lashon of HaMishkan, Mishkan, which are clearly in Pshat referring to the Mishkan, but in Drash and in Remez they allude to the two Batei Mikdash, two first Batei Mikdash that will be destroyed. So we see that the Mikdash is the Beis Hamikdash is inherently connected to the Mishkan. I mean, obviously that's it's obvious in a thematic way, but we see over here in a legacy way, the Mishkan really continues to the Mikdash. So yes, the Mishkan doesn't last forever because the Beis Hamikdash does replace it, but that's really a continuation of the Mishkan. So Har Sinai, that was something on the mountain, and we never really have this special mountain. We never return to Har Sinai, and we don't have any. I mean, the Har HaBayis is a mountain, but we don't really have any special mountain where there's Shekhinah. We don't really have that anymore. But the Mishkan is an eternal kedusha. Yes, it's not always in the tent of the Mishkan itself. Sometimes that will continue in the Beis Hamikdash, but it will still be considered le'alam.